Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is taken from Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 9, where Jesus says, "This then is how you should pray." So far our text. As we take a look at the concept of prayer in the Christian's life in our Believe series, we turn to Jesus and we understand that he had a very active prayer life. So active and so interactive with God that as his disciples watched him pray, there was something about it that was special. And they wanted that. And so one day they come to Jesus and they ask him, "Teach us to pray." And when they did, now what did Jesus do? Did he say, "Okay, first of all, you do this, and then you do this, and then you say this, and then there's this, and don't forget this, and provide this," and no, he did not provide them with a list of guidelines on how to pray. He sat them down and he said, "This then is how you should pray." And he taught them a prayer. A prayer not specifically, although we do use it, a prayer not specifically to be prayed all the time, and that's the only prayer that they pray, but a prayer that was specifically given to them to teach them how to pray. And so as we look at that prayer, we understand what prayer is all about. "This then is how you should pray. Our Father who art in heaven." Our Father, not the Father, not God, not some impersonal almighty being someplace else, but our Father. To pray is a confession of faith. To pray to God, you got to believe in him. Not only do you got to believe in him, you believe that he is your God. More than that, not just God, but he is your Father. This is the God you're coming to. Not an impersonal God, not a God who doesn't care, but a God like your Father, who cares about you, who loves you, who seeks to provide for you, protect you, and bless you. To pray is to come before God in faith, in love, as children come to their Father, but not just any Father. Our Father who art in heaven. The Father who is above and beyond all of creation, who can look down upon creation and see what is going on, who knows every aspect of your life, every circumstance, a part of your life, who is aware of the totality of who you are and what's going on for you. What your struggles are, what your needs are, all of it. This is the Father you go to in prayer. To pray is to say, "Our Father who art in heaven." Here's where we go for proper prayer. "Hallowed be thy name." To recognize how holy our God is, how special he is, how vastly different than anything else in all creation, than anything in all creation. He is holy, set apart, special, without sin. He is our holy God. And we believe that about him. And now we want to make him holy in our own hearts, in our own minds, in our own lives. Hallowed be thy name, Lord. Let me see your holiness. Let me know your holiness. Let me live for a holy God. Hallowed be thy name, Lord. May I always remember that you are a holy God in all that I say and think and do. Thy kingdom come. Lord, in order to know your holiness, in order to hold that strong, your kingdom needs to come to me. Lord, I need your faith. I need your Holy Spirit to create that faith in my heart so that I can believe in you. I need your Holy Spirit to keep that faith strong. Your kingdom come, Lord. May I continually believe in you, trust in you, walk with you. Under your guidance, under your direction, in your kingdom. And Lord, your kingdom come to all of those around me. Thy kingdom come, Lord. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I struggle with that, Lord. But that's how I want to live. I want to live according to your will, not my will. I want to be guided by you. I want your word and your commandments, your sacraments, your worship, all of this to empower me to do your will. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Lord, in my life and in all of our world. Boy, Lord, if we could all keep your name holy, live in your kingdom and do your will the way it's done in heaven. This is my prayer, Lord. This is what I'm to be praying about. That this Father God in heaven would so influence my life and so be a part of our world. That it would almost be a heaven on earth. God, be involved. That's what we pray about. Be involved in my life. Be involved in our world, in the earth. And give us this day our daily bread. Lord, as a loving Father, you provide everything I need. Help me to see it. Help me to depend on you for all of my needs, all of my daily bread. Each and every day you open your hands and you satisfy the desires of every living thing. Let me see it. Let me be thankful for it. Lord, open my eyes to your working, to your blessings, to your care in my life. That I may see how abundantly you give us this day our daily bread. And as I see that, may I always trust in you to provide for me. No matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation, you will give me what I need. You will provide. That's how we pray. But Lord, if all of this is to truly happen, then so you need to do something else for us, something else in my life. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Prayer is a time of confession to acknowledge that I am a sinful human being and that I don't always do these things. That's why I need you to come and do this for me, because I am a sinner. Forgive me for those sins. Wash me clean in the waters of baptism. Continually feed me with the sacrament for the forgiveness of sins. And Lord, help me to so appreciate that forgiveness of sins that I have in you because of Jesus Christ, because of what he did on the cross. Lord, may that be so special to me that I share it with others as I forgive those who trespass against us. We live among sinful people, Lord, and they're going to hurt us. They're going to hurt me. It's natural because we're sinful human beings. Help me to forgive them as you forgive me. And lead us not into temptation. Lord, we live in a sinful world that is full of temptation, that everywhere is trying to draw our eyes and our heart away from you. Help us see the temptations. Help us overcome the temptations. Help us turn away from them, that we may keep your name holy, that we may have your kingdom in our heart, that we may do your will on earth as it is in heaven. Guide us away from all of the temptations that face us and deliver us from evil. Lord, we acknowledge that the Satan is out there and that he is seeking to devour us like a roaring lion. He will do anything and everything he can to draw us away from you. Lord, deliver us. In his cross, Jesus has overcome and conquered Satan. He no longer needs to win the battle. Deliver us from this evil in our world, from this evil in our lives. Sin, the world, the devil. Lord, these we battle against always. Forgive us. Lead us. Deliver us. See that side in your prayers of what we are up against. And seek God's help in that. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Lord, you're the only one we can go to. We're right back at the beginning. You're our Father who art in heaven. There is no other. Yours is the kingdom. You are the one who is in control of all of universe. It is to you we must go. Yours is the power. Only you have the almighty power that created this world, that saved this world, that can come and help me to do what I pray for, that can be the power of my own life. It's your power, God, not mine. And it's your glory. I do these things not so that I can be looked upon as such a great person, but so that I can let my light shine and people can see that and glorify your Father who is in heaven, you God. How is it that we should pray? This is how. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, the one who knows what it is to pray and has taught you. This then is how you should pray. Amen.